We end our news stories with a drive to create further opportunities for the city to be a star of the big screen, and a construction firm collapses after operating for more than 150 years. But first, a crook had a hotel life of luxury.
A homeless man has been jailed after racking up £8,000 in unpaid bills at a number of Norwich hotels. William Poindexter, 62, had just been released from prison in August last year when he booked into luxury hotels and bed and breakfasts around the city between September and December. He appeared in Norwich Crown Court, where he admitted 8 charges of fraud.
A large chunk of wall which lines the river in Norwich, close to the city centre, has collapsed into the water. The piece of boundary wall, measuring around 15 foot high and 20 foot across, slipped into the River Wensum near New Mills Yard, disappearing beneath large overgrowth in the water. The Environment Agency said it did not pose any risks, although did not state what may have caused the brick wall to give way. The wall is located at the rear of the old BT telephone exchange site in Westwick Street, which was being used to store building materials for development works taking place in St Duke Street. A spokesman from the Environment Agency said an inspection was made at the site to assess the damage, but that the flood defence wall was not affected. She added, "We are satisfied that the debris from the structure is not posing any flood risk."
A construction business, which has been operating for more than 150 years, has collapsed into administration, leaving 48 people out of work and suppliers unpaid. Gill Builders folded, with Chairman Andrew Gill saying he felt awful that suppliers, largely in Norfolk, would not be paid. "It's depressing," he said. "These are people we've worked with for many years, but unfortunately, events have got ahead of us." Management at the business met with staff to update them on the situation. "Some of them have already found jobs, which is a relief," Mr. Gill said. Mr. Gill himself has worked in the family business set up by his great-grandfather, Charles Gill, since he left school. The company has built the fabric of Norwich since its inception in the 1860s. And it began when Charles Gill, a bricklayer, helped to build a new railway line from Ipswich to Norwich.
Norfolk is a hotspot for computer fixing fraud, it has emerged. People in the county are twice as likely to be targeted by scammers who call and claim their computers need fixing in order to access personal data and steal credit card details. Reports of the crime equate to 10.3 per 10,000 people, compared with the national average of just 5.9, according to Watchdog Consumers, which... Research also showed people in Sussex are more likely to have fallen victim to romance scams, while London is the capital of online shopping and investment cons. The Consumer Group obtained police data from Action Fraud, the main reporting body for scams in the UK, to map out hotspots of reported fraud, as well as looking at the Office for National Statistics, the ONS, crime survey data. Which findings also suggest that the reported figures are just the tip of the iceberg, as many scams go unreported.
After an upcoming Netflix feature transformed part of Norwich into a Victorian winter wonderland, a drive for more filming opportunities in the city is being encouraged. The Elm Hill area of the city provided the setting for Jingle Jangle, a Christmas musical starring Oscar winner Forrest Whitaker, which is due for release in December 2020. It saw the streets in the area closed for more than a week while filming took place, but is due to place the eyes of the nation on Norwich once it surfaces on the streaming platform. The project has also triggered hopes that the film and television industry will hone more of its attention on the fine city for years to come. It's not the first time the historic cobbled streets of Elm Hill have featured in a production, with the Britain Arms temporarily becoming the Slaughtered Prince during the filming of 2007 fantasy film Stardust.
A mother of three has said she is too scared to sleep after a spate of arson attacks on a quiet residential street, which saw her child's summer house torched. Emma Cargilson said she and her neighbours on Appleyard Crescent in Helsdon were living in constant fear following 6 weeks of arson attacks targeting bins, cars and now the summer house. The Helsdon mother was woken by a car alarm activating. Looking outside, she discovered her neighbour's Hyundai Getz engulfed in flames and its owner on the phone to emergency services. Firefighters from Sprowston used hose reel jets to extinguish the blaze, but as they were about to leave the neighbourhood, neighbours alerted them to a second fire in Mrs. Cargilson's garden. She said, to quote, "We looked outside and saw our summer house up in smoke. It's terrifying because the kids were meant to be sleeping out there that night. I feel like we're being targeted and I don't know why." The arsonists started the blaze by throwing piles of branches and toilet paper over the family's fence from a neighbouring alleyway. Police said the fires were likely to be linked and were treated as arson. And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it into a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. There is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Sarah Lusher edited the paper, and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. Don't forget to keep listening to the July issue of Let's Talk, which follows in a minute or two. So, that's all from us here at Chatterbox. So from me, Ree Chakraborty, goodbye.
And from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.